above the target. T-minus 5 seconds till shark drop. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drop the shark! Go! Go! Go!
The following podcast is a Shark Dropper Studios production.
I'll never meet him.
He came in. We were at a race tailgate party, and I'm like, "Hey, I need a theme song." And he's like, "Okay."
He just has theme songs on tap.
Well, no, he had listened to the podcast once before, and he's like, "Oh yeah, I like what you guys are doing." And I was like, "Yeah, we need a theme." And like, he's a musician, so he's like, he comes over one day and does his first time ever on the podcast. He comes over and he brings a CD full of music, and there's 5 tracks, and the 5th track was this one.
Yeah,
I was like, "This is the one." Like, I knew it right away.
It fits perfectly.
What's that?
Didn't we use one of the other ones?
The other one is now the Shark Dropper theme song.
There you go. Yep.
It fits perfectly with it because it's like a humble podcast.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And then
it's like a fan podcast.
I like the claps. The claps are what sold me on it.
I do that shit in my truck when I'm driving. I'm like...
Welcome to Word of the Bay. By the way, it's Tampa-based sports podcast where we will talk sports and Tampa sports.
We have mostly. A lot to talk about
today. A lot to talk about. My name is Kyle.
I am Nick.
And I'm Anthony, making a return.
Welcome back.
I am Yager.
You can find Anthony on the tweets at Strike Twice, the easiest goddamn Twitter name to remember ever.
Yeah, buddy.
That was the point. Tough to secure that one.
It's actually got a TB on it now.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I like that you can change your little names now.
It makes it easy to just... I just like the ability to change it because you get burned down on a name sometimes.
I'm going to drop Inkman.
Inkman WOTB.
Because I had to have it.
I kept thinking you were an artist. And I'm like, Kyle communicates with a lot of artists. What's going on?
Yeah. I'm an artsy guy. I'm a hipster. I like paintings. I like Taco
Kyle's
Bells.
Got overalls and hipster glasses on right now.
Just overalls. And
he likes dog. Yeah. He likes dog whistles. You probably never heard of it.
I dyed them orange just for this podcast. Why orange? I don't know. It just seemed like it fit.
He prays to Jaden Smith at night, king of the hipsters.
God, what is wrong with that kid?
I don't know.
You know, are you aware
of Smith's son?
Yeah.
His eyebrows scare me.
He lives to embarrass his father.
I think he grows up as a rich kid, and that's all it is.
Eccentric life.
He lives an eccentric life. They used to make fucking movies for him, starring like Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith, and like it was like a movie for him. And
Karate
like,
Kid?
I don't know.
Will Smith wasn't in Karate Kid, but he did okay in that, Jaden Smith. I didn't think he was terrible.
That was before he...
that was a good movie.
He like, yeah, I like that.
That was before Jackie he was Chan. A complete douche.
I mean, nothing compares to the original, but I didn't not like it. Does that make sense?
It means it was okay.
It was okay.
It was all right.
Yeah,
Remakes usually are.
When you see like, oh, Jackie Chan's going to play...
a guy.
What's his name?
Mr. Miyagi.
Whatever, he's going to be... Yeah, Mr. Miyagi. Duh. Jackie Chan's gonna play Mr. Miyagi. You're like, oh,
that makes a lot of sense.
This will be interesting. Old Chinese guy.
Spoiler alert! But anybody else find it really fucked up that in the kids' movie they let him just destroy a car because of his, like my kid's dead?
Wait, that happened?
What?
That happened?
I actually don't remember that scene. Yeah, now that I think about it.
I think you're thinking of Street Fighter where you beat a car up.
Nick was on acid. Yeah.
Jackie Chan.
Nick beat a car up.
Yeah.
He's like, this is like Karate Kid. What did you do tonight, Nick? I beat a garage Karate Kid, I mean.
Wait a second. Isn't the scene where he's like makes the car up every...
You mean wax on, wax off?
No. We're talking about Karate Kid, the new remake with...
Oh, the remake?
Yes.
He beats a car up.
Yeah. He destroys the car of frustration because his wife
it's
and
been a while.
Dead.
I'm not sure if I recall.
Sports.
Yeah, let's talk sports. About sports.
I was about to say. Come on.
Yeah.
I introduced a podcast that says, we're going to talk sports.
Jackie Chan.
Yeah, it's a kid.
All the sports.
Well, karate's a sport, kind of.
So, yeah. Well, speaking of karate, the UFC was last weekend. Ronda Rousey beat...
Way to just completely put me out in left field right now.
who's the girl from First Take? Who's like the one girl...
You think I would watch that show, Kyle? Yeah,
oh, man. Come on.
the
Jemele Hill? Is that who it is?
Yeah, actually, I think I think he's right.
You go and watch that show? Yeah, it's Jemele Hill. Yeah.
So maybe one of the most ridiculous tweets I've ever seen in the history of time comes out by this girl. She says, if Serena Williams steps into the cage with Ronda Rousey, do you think she could beat her?
No.
And she says, wait. She completes it by saying, if she had her same skill set, I say yes.
What does that mean?
What the fuck does that mean? Like, could Bartolo Colon beat Usain Bolt in the foot race? Well, if he had the same skill set, I think he could.
Like, what the fuck is so he? Is he exactly the same?
Yes. Yeah. So if he was exactly the same talent-wise, could he beat him? Like, what?
That's fucking the most awful tweet I've ever heard. Should have kept that one in your drafts.
That's why you don't watch ESPN. She got attacked for that shit.
I'm sure she did.
That's like those in-game announcers or the interviewers that come in the halftime. It's like, what do you feel like you need to do about next half? It's like, because I haven't been watching the first one, so you tell me what needs fixed.
I love when a player is just like, put the puck in the net. That would help.
Yeah, we need to get more shots on goal. Yeah.
It wasn't Dana Jacobson. There's another girl. Carrie Champion. That's who it was.
Carrie Champion.
That's who said
what a name.
Is that a real name or a stage name?
Is that her born?
Like, no, that can't be her real name. Her real name is not that.
Kyle completes a full thought.
Hey, I'm searching for a tweet and I'm still making relevant points. I think I'm doing okay.
No, you are. I'm kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Skill set. Run carry champion skill set.
Twitter. Tweet.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Shut the fuck up.
I don't watch UFC at any capacity.
I really
don't care.
It's interesting.
It had its moment in my
I mean, yeah, it's definitely got its place. And I think it can be interesting, but like, there's just something about like watching two guys beat the shit out of each other just doesn't do anything for me.
But what about two women?
Is there a pool of mud involved?
Yes, round two's in Jell-O.
Yeah, round two's in Jell-O. Yeah,
guys, that's incredibly sexist. I refuse to. Anyways,
the podcast off with a rape joke.
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about. That wasn't within the confines of the podcast, so I choose to ignore it. That's what's happening.
The theme song was still playing. You have no evidence.
Yeah, you have absolutely no evidence. Yeah. Come at me, fucking Cameron. What's the guy's name? What's the
come at me
name?
Guy.
Come at me, guy.
That guy.
Do that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Okay.
Off to a roaring start.
Oh, off to a roaring start. Let me just put something out here on Front Street real quick.
Front Street.
For all the Bucks fans that may or may not be listening, I just want to make one thing abundantly clear to all of you, and that we are not fucking signing Ndamukong Suh.
Yeah, we are not.
We're not signing Ndamukong Suh.
I want to make one thing abundantly clear. We're not doing that.
Okay, let's back it up and edit that out. I need to start this whole podcast over, guys. This is not happening for me today.
Nope, we're rolling with it.
We're not signing fucking Ndamukong Suh, okay?
It would be ludicrous. We would have no cap room for anything.
Gerald McCoy is making $59 million
over the span of the contract?
Yeah, over the span of that contract.
And Suh wants JJ Watt money, which is ridiculous money. And I just need him anyway.
He's going to eclipse that contract from JJ
Watt. McCoy is the best one of the best defensive tackles in the entire league. We already have him locked up. Why are we going to get another one? We don't need him.
So he's got Gerald McCoy's got a 7-year, $98 million deal. Now, if you're Ndamukong Suh and you believe that you're more skilled and better than Gerald McCoy,
he's not at getting to the passer.
Then you're good. Well, yeah, you're right.
He believes that.
That's the thing.
That's the main concern.
He's not.
And the perception, like if you were to pull the league and say, who would you rather have, Gerald McCoy or Ndamukong Suh, it would be Ndamukong Suh.
Well, yeah. Well, and also Sue's got his name out there for the wrong reasons. That's
but he's
why
got
a
his
lot
name
of people,
out there.
He's got his name out there. That's the thing.
He does, but he stomped on people and all kinds of stuff.
It's the same argument about having, would you rather have Kuechly or
David,
and
I take either one.
Well, right now everybody says Kuechly because he's a bigger name. They've been to the playoffs, gives a fuck.
If we get on the big stage and everybody sees Avante David, they're gonna be like, "Where has this guy been?"
Oh, sure.
And we're gonna be like, "We knew about him." Like, hey,
same with Gerald McCoy. I mean, right now we're the shittiest team, and everybody recognizes that Gerald McCoy is one of the best defensive tackles in the league. But like the fact that people are saying like, well, we go out and sign him, and we got the greatest line. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, what are we going to do about our shit, secondary? and everything else wrong with this team if we're going to put all our money into one defensive tackle.
If we're going to put like $200,000 into the fucking defensive tackle position. Yeah.
I mean, $2 million.
No. Let's just keep something in mind here. We are the Bucks, and if we did do that, chances are he blows out his knee in like week three. And then it's just like
$95,000 for McCoy. That's
million, not thousand.
All right, Neil, I'm sorry. What the fuck?
Math. All the math.
I was like, man, if we could do that for $950,000, yes.
You're like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
God, we're starting over. We're starting over.
Start the whole thing over.
This whole fucking thing is just gone. Ba-ga-bam, right. Welcome to War of the Bell. Yes, $200 million in the defensive tackle position. You're fucking crazy if you think we're going to do that. That's
insane. I mean, I know we're the Bucks and we're defensive-minded, but no.
You know what's funny? Multiple years ago, we didn't spend any money. Hardly any money. We got bargain guys at the bottom of the barrel, scraped them up, put them on the team. We're like, here, go do something. Now we spend all the money, and people still complain. And it's because we don't spend it wisely.
That's right. They were like, look, Michael Koenig.
Yeah.
We're like, but
someone tried to justify that move to me. And I was like, you can't justify paying that much money to a punter. There's no way.
I remember that was our big offseason acquisition back a few years ago. We're like, we're supposed to be excited about this.
You saw how easy we got rid of Connor Barth and put in Patrick Murray.
Yeah.
It was just like that's how kickers and punters are treated. Because they're a dime a dozen.
The one exception, I would say, is Pat McAfee.
Pops, possibly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Adam Vinatieri, I'd take him.
Well, he's a punter who can kick field goals.
Oh, is that the guy for the Colts?
Yeah.
Okay.
He also is rather athletic. He's a big name. I think he's the most well-known punter in the NFL.
Pretty much. He also laid that big hit on that one guy once.
Exactly. Yeah, and he recovers his own onside kicks.
But
he's playing safety at punt.
Yeah. So if you're Gerald McCoy and Ndamukong Suh signs for more money than you, what the fuck kind of message does that send to you in the first place? You're like, well, they obviously feel that this guy's
worth more
than me.
If J.J. Watt was a free agent this year, I'd be like, hell, I'd probably make an exception to sign that guy.
Yeah,
he's a game changer.
But we need a fucking defensive end. We don't need another
superstar. But think about Gerald McCoy next to J.J. Watt getting to the passer.
Oh,
it'd be unstoppable.
Yeah, but then they'd have you and I playing for the secondary because we're the only ones
that
would take
the contracts.
Me and
you can lock it down, Nick.
Trade the number one. Let's trade the number one for J.J. Watt. We'll have the most unstoppable line.
I'd be okay with that.
No, you wouldn't.
I would be okay
with
trading number one.
It would happen, and you'd be like, what? No quarterback?
What if Jameis Winston goes on to become one of the greatest quarterbacks, the next Peyton Manning? He becomes the next Peyton Manning on the Texans, and we're stuck with J.J. Watt and not making the playoffs.
You make it seem like being stuck with J.J.
No, trading.
You mean to the Texans? Right, okay.
So the Texans get Jameis Winston, and we get J.J. Watt?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I think that would definitely make me like stop and be like, okay. Like if I was Jason Light, I'd be like, I'd have to sit there and think about that.
I would have to consider it because it's J.J. Watt. It's freaking J.J. Watt.
That guy's does
so
everything.
So straight up, first round, like we don't get a contender.
In this scenario, it's straight up.
Don't get me wrong. Sue is a good player, but he's a run stopper. He doesn't get to the quarterback as much as Gerald McCoy does.
Yeah, but the thing is like we have a three technique defensive tackle, and that's Gerald McCoy.
McCoy can stop the run just fine.
Are you going to rotate him out, or what are you going to put?
Not for first round pick money. He's going to be out there every play.
Yeah, and are you going to pay fucking Gerald McCoy $95 million to take double teams all game?
No,
take away from Ndamukong Suh. I mean, I realize we're going
to
double team him.
Need
now,
to be smart with the money we have. Go out and get guys that are solid.
Yeah.
Just solid corner, solid linebacker.
I would trade J.J. Watt. I would trade Jameis Winston's pick for J.J. Watt in a heartbeat.
You would do that?
Yep.
I don't know about that, man.
Yep.
Nicholas Light, you heard it here first, guys.
Yeah.
He's gonna.
Whatever, tweet at me.
Yeah, come at me, bros.
I have very strong opinions about Winston, so I might do that. Just so we don't have to draft Winston.
Yeah, Winston's been all over. He was at one buck today.
Mr. James. Mariota's coming in April, though.
Get
so it's,
used to it.
It's horse.
Yeah.
Get used to
this. This is the whole PR. Yeah. This is the PR staff of the Bucks saying, let's make this guy look
awesome.
They
planted a puppy in a tree for Jameis Winston to go rescue.
And he raped it.
He's.
Oh, my God.
Jonathan's not even fucking here. And like, that's
somebody's got to do this.
Someone's got to fill in.
Him.
It's not going to be me.
Okay. I gotta recollect him.
Okay, well, we're focusing. We're focusing on the Bucks.
I was gonna make a joke about him planting the puppy instead of the tree, and you know it was gonna be fun. And then you just kind of shoehorn darkness into the whole thing.
Yeah, man. But if that's
where do we go from there?
Yeah, it's kind of thinking like, how do we transition out of puppy rape and into something
JJ
else? There's just no way.
There's a way we can do it. What is Mariota gonna do when he comes here? Like, what are we gonna get out of Mariota in April?
They're gonna leave him at the airport.
Some photo ops.
Yeah. We're gonna be in the news in April for.
It's literally a picture of Jason Light shaking his hand at the airport. It's like, look, we did it. Okay,
and he turns
Goodbye.
Around and leaves.
Take the picture. Okay, see ya.
Enjoy your stay at the beach.
We're drafting
20 minutes that way.
Yeah. Goodbye.
They ask Mariota Winston questions. So, in your great opinion, what was his greatest weakness when playing against Jameis Winston in the Rose Bowl? Yeah.
They fucking bring a facade of like Jason Light's office to take a picture in front of outside of
it's
just a green screen.
Just to say that they did it.
We were here. Look.
Hey, it might be you, these guys. You never know. You don't know.
Meanwhile, Tennessee's like, yeah, we know.
Yeah.
We know.
Meanwhile, they're putting the fucking billboard of Jameis on the side of Raymond James.
You know, after the Philadelphia trade today that went down, I'm seriously thinking that Chip Kelly might make a move for one of the top two picks. Because he's assembling all, because Kiki Alonso was an Oregon Duck, the guy he traded
for. Ooh, I didn't know that.
God, yeah.
He's putting his dick on a chopping block and saying, like, just do it, do it. He's daring ownership to
it's
like,
gonna, and they're trained down from what, 20s? No, 16, 17?
I was about to say, they're in the teens.
Yeah, in the teens. They didn't make the playoffs. But that's going to be a big price to get up into the top two. And
that's a big move.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people to
jump
over.
And they might just try to go
over.
To Tennessee because they know, from what it sounds like, that we're going to take Winston.
Yeah.
How fucked up would that be
if we didn't?
No, if the Eagles moved ahead to Tennessee to get Marcus Mariota, we select him, and they're sitting there with Jameis Winston like, well.
Well, you know what they'd probably do? They'd probably call the Bucks camp and be like, hey, are you guys taking Winston?
Yeah, I'm
like,
sure. I'm
yeah,
sure that
like, be. And they'd be, and they'd probably give him a straight answer at that point.
I mean, what are you smoke screening?
Nothing at that
point.
Nothing. You're about to turn in the piece of paper with a pick on it.
Exactly. You like, know yeah. You know what the fuck's happening. Everybody knows.
They're picking 20. That's a big jump. That's 18 to 19 spots up in the draft.
Well, the thing is, like, you're not gonna trade your pick away if you're bringing the top two quarterbacks in the draft in for visits in April.
Or
March and April.
I mean, that's a hell of a smoke.
Would you take Nick Foles
as
our quarterback?
Fuck no.
I wouldn't either.
God, no.
He's like Glennon. He's like Glennon North.
Look, man, I don't personally like Jameis Winston, not and for reasons that we beat to death.
Reasons off the field.
Yeah. For that we beat to death already, but the thing is like I know he's the best quarterback, so it's like it's no brainer to draft.
And there's
him.
there's no like I'm not going to deny that he's not the best quarterback in this draft, but
I'm sitting here smiling.
You know what? My opinion on him is kind of morphed a bit. The guy that we're gonna have on next week, Kyle Marks. I had a conversation with him over DMs because like we kind of got into it a little bit on Twitter about it because I shoehorned into like some conversation he's having. I'm like, I shoehorned some.
Kyle,
New York
you
Times.
Always do that.
Yeah, I know.
You always do that. Like there'll be a conversation going on that's like completely irrelevant to what Kyle was just talking about with somebody else. He'd be like, Hey,
I'm no fucking Rays fan, Gio. Okay, like I'm not the one like tweeting vines. Of like random like okay here's this hi Gio but yeah like an asshole I shoehorned like the New York Times article
you
for
just
the,
like arguing
I you know I just I
you're
kinda,
you're adept at arguing
I like arguing too
I like to put my opinion out there yeah we I think if you're on Twitter and you're big on Twitter that's what you like to do
I'm not big on Twitter
excuse me I'm sorry we're not big on Twitter but like if you're big on like using it if you're on it frequently
no I got that out
yeah,
of that
yeah
I get that
I'm not well I'm a big Twitter
when it's a good debate with an intelligent person it's really entertaining right. But when you get the guy it's like no fuck you your opinion and fuck you it's like which would be Kyle in some occasions.
Sometimes I just, it's like, it's not even worth it to engage. I just fucking troll. I like the troll too. And yes. I digress.
All right. Well, we're talking about the Bucks.
I had a conversation with Kyle and my opinion a little bit kind of changed in that I'm not going to stop being a Bucks fan. And it's clear that we're going to draft him. And, you know, I don't have to like it. I'm going to support the Bucks.
I've made the statement multiple times that I won't watch the Bucks on Sunday.
Really?
If they draft Winston. I have. I won't watch them.
I think I made that in passion, but I'm not.
I made it with a clear head. And I'm going to stick by it.
You guys are crazy.
I can admire that.
Yeah, all right.
If you can
don't watch him win a Super Bowl.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Okay. The NFL is like, to me, I'm a college football fan and a hockey fan. I like the NFL. I like the Bucks. I watch the Bucks. I do. But if the NFL were to disappear tomorrow, I don't think I wouldn't sweat it.
I would cry.
Are you so? What's like on your hierarchy of like for mine it goes football, baseball, hockey. Where's that?
For me, it's hockey, football, baseball.
Bullshit. It's football, hockey, baseball.
No, I like football.
Oh,
really,
you're saying it because Anthony's in the room. I know what your hierarchy
no,
is.
No, if you want to say anything, it could be it's hockey because it's hockey season.
No, you too.
It's well. Definitely for me. It's
okay. I'll take that.
It's hockey, and then I would probably put an asterisk college football.
Really?
And because I grew up watching the Gators. I've been to a bunch of games.
Yeah.
I'd watch them over the Bucks.
So is that why you don't like Jameis Winston?
No.
Kicked your guys' shit in?
No, I can say that with honest heart.
There's various issues out there.
Yeah, there's. I don't. I don't like him. I don't like. I think that whole thing was covered up. I really do. And I just can't stand by it.
I would agree with that. And there's a lot of.
And I'll probably get flame for it. Sure. You're a fake fan. I don't really care. It's my opinion. You're more than welcome to yours.
Exactly. I mean, there's a lot of Florida State fans out there who will lambast you should you make any sort of indication that you believe that he's anything but innocent. And for me, I don't like it. I think it's a broken system that ruled him innocent.
Oh yeah, but yeah. It was broken before him. It's going to stay broken after him.
Wrong. No, it's always broken. And but I think I don't really want to talk about.
So
it, to
am
be
I
honest with you?
Broad strokes. I mean, yeah. We're not going to get into the.
But no, like, I just think that's
not dive down
the
that
University
road.
Of Florida State because they hate when you call them that. That's why I call the University of Florida State because
it's Florida University too.
Yeah, but I think they had a major hand in helping him get out of that.
I'm
by
sure.
the way,
oh,
they
absolutely.
Went about it's the investigation, and I just can't sit there and look at him and go, "Yeah, he got off because he was really innocent. He might be. I really don't know, but it's just my opinion."
Yeah,
like I
none
said.
Of us know.
Yeah, well,
that post, that conference afterwards, where they're announcing that he found him innocent. Like the guy in the background on the right's like laughing and give him a high five. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Might as well do like doing the Bartlett in the background.
FSU knew what they had in Winston. They knew they were going to win a championship with Winston, and he didn't want to lose that.
Yeah, so, I mean, even if. He's the face of their football program. That's their biggest thing, and and you want to have that tarnt that on your reputation.
Bottom line, I'll watch my Gators on Saturday, and I'm perfectly content with that.
Look, dude, it's the same reason why Joe Pa, when someone came up to him, be like, "Hey, your fucking defensive coordinator's diddling kids in the shower." He's like, "Oh yeah,
exactly.
Run a hell of a defense though."
Yeah, he runs because he ran a hell of a defense, and if you have something like that to
voluntarily
give him away, basically. He's gone if those allegations come out at any time. He's gone. He's going to be fired immediately.
The system only works when it works in your favor.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So.
Whatever. Let's move on.
Am I going to hold that against him? Am I going to hold a broken system against Winston? No, but I still, in my opinion, I still am not a fan for reasons that Anthony has already said. I'm not going to stop supporting the Bucks because I'm such a fan.
Yeah,
I'm not on Kyle's level of fan with the Bucks, and I fully admit that.
Kyle would bleed pewter if he didn't hate the jersey color change.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Fucking hate. See, they're slowly alienating me from the franchise because, like, the fucking uniform change and the mismanagement of, like, of coaches and draft picks and free agents where you let Darrell Revis just fucking walk because, fuck it. We don't need them. We're getting all these guys. Look at all these guys we're getting.
That all suck.
Anthony fucking Collins, who we're cutting. Michael Johnson, who's fucking terrible. Fucking who else?
Verner,
who's fine. Whatever. That was the one good thing that came out of.
He wasn't even that great.
But the thing is, we could have got Verner and still had Revis.
Now we have Golson, and he's
gonna probably be cut.
He's
too.
Probably gonna be cut.
God.
We made some bad decisions.
So like,
that's nothing new.
As a fan, it's just like I cry every year because it's like three games in, and we're like, well, there's always next year. And you're like, God, fucking damn it.
Hey, I made the comment, though, on Twitter. Like, I'll always be able to look up at the clear night sky and go, well, at least we aren't the Browns.
At least we aren't.
What's that song? At least we're not Detroit.
So, yeah.
Okay.
We're done.
That's where I stand on that. That's all.
We've talked about it too much already. So I think it's time for a break. Is it time for a break? Holy shit, look at that. Look how time flies, guys. When I'm talking about stupid things.
Yep.
So let's take a quick break. We'll come back. And as we always do, after a break, we're going to talk some positivity.
Get into the Lightning.
For the most part, we're going to get into the Lightning, the Tampa Bay Lightning. Maybe the Rays a little bit too. A little spring training.
Maybe.
Robert.
Mm-hmm.
John.
Yes.
Complete the sequence.
Mm-hmm.
Five.
Four.
Three.
Two.
One.
What are we doing?
Counting.
Oh, counting, yeah. Counting what?
Down?
Counting down what? Everything?
Everything and anything.
Anything and everything?
That's right. The three of us, we count down from five down to one. Top five, everything and anything that you can think of. You want to know the top five shittiest bands? You want to know the top five movies? Listen, Shark Dropper Studios, sharkdropper.com.
Resident Evil, BioShock, The Last of Us, Silent Hill. What do those all have in common, John?
Games that you still have not given back to me.
Well, you wanted those back?
Well, yeah.
They're no good.
What are you using those games for?
Well, I'm part of this podcast, John, and so are you.
What's the podcast called?
It's called Horror Play.
What do we do with Horror Play?
Well, we rate games. We play them, we rate them, we stream them sometimes.
Oh, wow. Where can I find this podcast?
Little website. www.sharkdropper.com.
If I check it out, will you give those games back to me?
No.
Oh.
Welcome back, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. We just got done watching the first or the second period.
Two power play goals.
And Coburn fought a motherfucker.
Yeah. Somebody want to tell me what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, we walk out. Yeah. And we're like, oh, what?
Yeah.
Who scored? Two. Fucking Hedman and
Callahan.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What do you mean? We have two power play goals? Oh, and Coburn's fighting somebody.
Yeah.
It's Bizarro World.
I already like Coburn.
Yeah, I know.
Yep. Already love him.
For him to go out on in his first game and fight for us, I want to say, or I would hope that he maybe did that on purpose or just
good.
Or just knew that, like, all right, fuck it, I'm just going to do it.
So let's talk about how we acquired Mr. Coburn from the Flyers.
Magic.
At 3 a.m.
Woke up, and then magic happened. We so suddenly a Philadelphia Flyer.
For one first-round pick
and one third-round pick.
One Radko Gudas.
One hurt Radko Gudas.
Hurt Radko Gudas, knee injury. I thought the price was a little steep.
Same here.
Tiny bit, but then I saw the Brett Connolly trade, and it kind of balanced it. We still have a first and a third. We had two in those rounds. We mm-hmm. still have one in each round, and now we have a second.
Yeah. Well, it's like, do you want a Rangers first or a Bruins second?
We traded our first, didn't we?
Yeah, it was our protection.
Was it our first?
First.
It was our, oh, okay.
It was our first. We kept the Rangers first, so that shows we have confidence we're going to finish in front of them.
Okay, do you want a Lightning first or Bruins?
Hey,
we're obviously going to finish ahead of the Bruins, so...
Either
possibly, hopefully.
Either way, you kind of have to look at both the deals in unison instead of just...
Yzerman said it.
Yeah.
He was like, if one deal fell through, the other one wouldn't have happened.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So
we have to look at it as one big trade.
Technically, we traded Radko Gudas and Connolly for Coburn, and then we traded draft picks.
For Coburn and 2 second round picks.
Yep.
Yep. Which I'm okay with.
I'm okay with.
Coburn's got another year of control on his contract next year, so we don't have to worry about re-signing him this offseason. He can fill a top four role. He's smart with the puck, and he fights, and he's physical. And we need that in the playoffs.
Yeah,
we were missing that.
And the biggest thing, I think, is being overlooked is he's healthy. Gudas was no use to us right now.
Coburn's fractured his left foot twice this year, so we have to kind of be cautious
blocking
about that.
Shots.
Blocking shot. One of them with Kucherov shot.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Cooch.
God damn it, Cooch.
Yeah.
Son of a
He's
bitch.
Got a hell of a wrister, so that doesn't surprise me. But
I think Gudas was overall overvalued by the franchise. I tried to come on
here.
He was
a fan favorite.
Well, I came on here a couple weeks ago and started talking about, like, yeah, you know what? We've got Radko Gudas coming back. And Nick says, well, we also have his penalty minutes coming back.
And his turnovers.
And his turnovers, yeah.
And his unsmart play.
Yeah.
I liked what Gudas brought after the whistle.
Yeah.
Getting in guys' faces.
Perfectly
going
said.
Going at the opposing team's best player, getting in their head. That's what he did. But when it came to actually handling the puck and doing everything else, he just wasn't that great.
Yeah.
Wasn't a very elegant skater.
So, I mean, how much value do you want to place on that as opposed to, like,
Coburn's known for his skating, and the guy's like 6'5", 220, and he's known that he can skate really well for his size.
Philadelphia asked him to do
He had big expectations.
Yeah, but they asked him to do a little bit out of his role. Like, they asked him to be an offensive defenseman. Like, you go to chip
in. That was the expectation. And plus, Philly hates anybody with a pulse. So that doesn't fill their expectations.
They booed Santa Claus. They traded LeSean McCoy. Okay?
They threw batteries.
Yeah. And then Brett Connolly, I didn't even blink.
We said it on this podcast. It's like he's on a short list of people who's going to leave because we
logged
just had
it forward.
Too many. Now we get Vlady Namestnikov.
Think about it this way. So Connolly's gone. Of course, he's not coming back. He's with Boston now. Whatever. We'll see what he does over there. He might be good. He might be bad. That opens up a spot for Vlady. And it also Adam Ernie, who is a pretty unknown prospect. He's a big forward, and he's going to be pretty damn good for us. Adam Ernie. Remember that name. And that, and with Morrow leaving next year.
Yeah, because you know he's not coming back.
That opens up a spot for Ernie. So now we have more youth put into the lineup and got rid of a guy who just wasn't working out here.
Do we get Boyle next year again?
Yeah, Boyle's got 2 years left.
I think what
Boyle's our fourth line center. You can write that in ink.
I forget what I saw. Yep. I think it was a tweet, and they said, "Do we already know what Connolly's ceiling is?" And it's like, no, we don't. But like, we see it, or at least we know
he was the sixth overall pick.
Connolly's very capable of scoring 20 goals in a top six role. He can be physical, but here wasn't working out.
You know what? The Connolly trade kind of reminded me of Will Myers. Like, Will Myers was this huge, he was a big prospect. Well, I mean, Will Myers was a bit of a bigger prospect, I would say, than Connolly.
Well, Connolly was a high draft pick.
He was the number six overall.
Number six and overall draft pick, and that comes with a lot of pressure.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So it's like, both guys were supposed to be good players that kind of didn't pan out their roles, but still have potential to do so elsewhere. So
I could draw, I can draw some similarities there.
I can see that.
Yeah.
The only word I have, of course, he went to a division team. And I said it. Yeah. What if he turns into a lightning killer? Because that would be the kind of thing that happens.
That's always
to us.
What happens.
But I have a feeling that he won't. I think he'll be okay in Boston, but I don't see him turning into a superstar at any means. I just don't think he has it. I think he's a good player, but not a great player. And getting 2 second rounders for a good player is not easy.
No, nope.
And Yzerman worked his magic again at 4 a.m.
Well, look at the guys that we do trade away that are being traded now. Like that.
I'm glad you brought that up because. Yeah. Tell me now who won the Bishop trade.
Corey Conacher just got traded to, I think, his fourth
Vancouver.
Team
is Vancouver.
Exactly.
Everybody flipped a fucking shit when they traded Conacher for Bishop.
Who's Bishop?
Yeah, who the fuck is Ben Bishop? Who the fuck is Ben?
And now they're wearing their Bish Please shirts.
Bishop! Like, this is what I tell people all the time. I'm like, yes, Yzerman, we have no reason not to trust what Yzerman does.
He's given us no reason to not trust him.
Right.
Yep. He's made he's made all the right moves. The Matt Carl contract is probably one of the things I look at.
And that's still,
And that's still debatable because Carl's a serviceable defenseman. Yep. The contract might be a little big for what he brings, but fuck, not everybody's got serviceable defenseman.
Safety cone is what you've said in the past.
Me?
Yeah.
I've never called him a cone.
Who was he called a cone?
It was on Twitter, I think.
Maybe
it was Connolly.
Maybe when he first got here and I looked at that contract.
It's Matt Carl. Matt Carl, the safety cone.
Everybody gets called. Matt Carl gets called a cone, but everybody gets called a cone when they get skated around. And I try to tell people, Hedman gets skated around. It happens to every defenseman. They're not going to make every play. They get burned.
And that's why you got to have a good enough goalie to back you up.
Exactly.
So those plays don't become
goalies
highlights.
Are supposed to be the last line of defense.
Right. That was our problem in the playoffs last year when we didn't have a goaltender. And
no.
We got swept.
I feel like we would have done better if Kudlevskis had started the entire series.
I don't know. That's playoff hockey, my friend.
You're right.
It's
you're
a different animal.
Right. But it's Olympic hockey that he went out and took on Canada. It was like, come here, fucking bring it.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing.
He took on the best Canada had to offer.
Canada looked at Latvia, and they were like, oh, it's fucking Latvia. Like, we're going to wipe the floor with them, whatever. Yeah. So they weren't expecting Christos to do what he did. Montreal was like, we got to beat these fucking guys. Like, this is the playoffs. We know the Lightning are good.
It's true.
Like, you know, they were ready. They were ready for that. But Team Canada, like, they walked into Latvia game like, whatever.
We got this.
Yeah, 12-0, whatever.
We got this, boys,
shit.
Huh? And then when they needed to score a goal, they did. So it's Canada wins.
Yeah, they still won. And they still won.
Moral of
the
story,
thing.
Canada wins.
Canada wins.
Canada always wins.
Yeah. Speaking of Canada always wins, for those that don't know, Anthony runs a Twitter account called just Sunbelt, period. And I've talked about it on the podcast before because the guy that I – kind of my favorite foil on Twitter is this No Sunbelt guy who thinks that the Sun Belt should be boycotted in the South and all the teams
that wasn't really out
teams.
There until right then.
What's that?
That I ran that account.
Oh, well, now it's out.
Well, it's okay.
No, it's out.
It's okay.
Now.
It would have happened eventually anyway.
Everybody fucking knows, dude.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
The way I talk and all that on Twitter, everybody.
Plus,
knows.
anybody that doesn't already know isn't listening to this podcast right now.
Yep.
I'll give you that.
Yep.
But I'm sorry. I didn't mean to out you like that.
No, it's totally cool, man.
But I think it's a cool thing that you do because it's kind of like a fuck you to that guy.
It is.
That's the whole... Honestly, it started as that, and it's turned into something else. I've gotten to watch the other Sun Belt teams, and it's interesting to watch other teams besides the Lightning, but it still is... Fuck no Sun Belt. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
And he still hasn't blocked me, so I don't know yet.
He's never blocked me too, and I always...
I don't think he does because I think he likes the challenge. I can respect that.
I think he must. And yeah. I think I've encountered either it was him or just another Northern Hockey guy this weekend, but like we got into it again with another Canadian who...
They're all over the place.
Why do they think that just because it's a northern sport, they think, well,
here's how they look at it from what I've learned from running this account, is they look at something like the Panthers or the Hurricanes or even Dallas to an extent, and they look at it from the outside, but they don't dig. They just look at the stands,
mm-hmm.
they look at the team on the ice, and they go, wow, no fans, they must be in dire straits.
That's easy to say. Yeah.
And it happens with the Rays, doesn't it?
Oh.
Everybody thinks we're fucking bankrupt.
Absolutely.
Everybody. That's
you guys
not a
are still
race
a
fan.
Team?
Yeah, exactly.
Shut up.
Well, it's because every time MLB Network or ESPN comes in, that's all they talk about is the fan support and how ugly this
and the rafters
looks and the rafters and what have
and
you.
And the funny thing is, I used to hate on the Panthers attendance, but I looked at myself in the mirror one day and went, I'm a fucking Rays fan.
Yeah.
What am I saying? Like,
although not for nothing. I mean, I'm supportive of the Panthers. And I want that to work, and I do
not
feel,
against us, but that's okay.
Not against us, yeah. But I do feel for the fans, the diehard fans out there that don't want to see their team move because that's an awful feeling to have. I've said it a million times, but even the Rays can sell out a fucking playoff series, or not a playoff series, but a weekend series,
yeah, or a home opener.
That
or
Sunday game against the Panthers where it was like empty, I was like, oh.
When they did the puck drop and it was just like they panned out a little bit, I was just like, oh, God.
There is no denying that it is really bad. Yeah. The attendance in Florida is terrible. And it's partly due because the team has been a cellar dweller forever at this point. They had the one cup run, and since then they've been pretty irrelevant.
Yeah.
And that's hard, especially in an area like Miami. And I hate saying that because I want to say, like, I want to tell people like Miami's a hockey town. It's not.
But look at.
But they're not really a sports town in general.
But look at Tampa. You had the cup run, and that generated a lot of fans. But then
tension.
You still stayed consistent after that, and you had this core
group
of
relevant
players. You had the big three. You had Brad Richards, Vinny LeCavalier, and Marty St. Louis.
We had a staple of players. A stable of players that were fun to watch.
Yeah.
Fedotenko, or Hobby Bullen.
Modine was fun.
And then we got who's the guy we traded for? I always fuck his name. Who do we trade for at the deadline during the cup run?
Oh, Nick knows this.
Daryl Sedor.
There you go. I always fucking forget his name,
number 55,
and I don't understand why.
Just saying. Last time we drafted we got a late...
Didn't Hedman start out as 55? Has he always been 77?
He was always 77.
I think he was always
77. I want to say, like, I feel like I've drawn comparisons
he came
to him
into
and
the
Derek
league.
Brooks.
He came into the league as a bruiser, Hedman.
Yeah.
And Yzerman, when Yzerman got a hold of him, he's like, listen, I don't want a bruiser from you.
Yeah.
I want a guy that can control the puck. And Cooper's system involves getting the defenders to join the rush.
That was Tocchet.
What?
That was Tocchet, though. Like,
what do you mean?
Rick Tocchet was just like, yeah, no, you're big. You do big stuff. You do big stuff.
No, but he did do that when he played for other teams that weren't us. When he played in the juniors and stuff like that. Yeah, Hedman got in fights.
I mean, you look at Hedman.
He threw hard,
like,
hits. That's what he did. But they didn't want that from him because of his skating ability and his stick handling. They saw that in him, and they were like, listen, do this. This is more valuable than you throwing a big hit. That's
and
what
he,
they did.
He looked good at the start of the year, and then he got injured,
and he still looks good.
He still looks good.
I was about to say he got hurt, or he scored three
he
goals
in
the first three games,
and then he broke his hand against the Canucks,
and then he came back and scored a goal.
Yeah,
it's like all right, thanks,
Hedman. Hedman's so valuable to this team; people don't understand.
Yeah,
defense.
I remember he was shitty for the longest time, and that's
he was
that's,
young.
It's, yeah. He's young, and he's a defenseman.
Aaron Ekblad for the Panthers is a once in a 10-year kind of guy. He's 18 years old and he's lighting up the league
on defense.
You don't see that. Not every prospect is going
to
be that.
Not to mention in hockey alone, like especially in hockey, coming up from defense to like minors or OHL or whatever to playing it in the NHL is a culture shock.
Yep. Yeah. Look at Drouin.
Yeah, I mean he was destroying people.
Junior Drouin played for the Halifax Mooseheads. Is in the junior hockey league, and he scored so many points. He was on line with Nathan MacKinnon.
Yeah.
Just imagine that. That's ridiculous. Okay, he gets the lightning, and everybody expects him to be instant. And you saw signs of it when he first took the ice, but it wasn't consistent. And Cooper, what Cooper does, told him, "Listen, you got it. I'm going to keep you down there until you improve. I'm not just going to hand you a first line spot."
But listen, that's all being a young player is.
He's 19 years old,
but you have to show flashes of greatness, and he's done that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know,
and he's getting better.
Exactly. He's going to be.
He's shown. I'd say he's shown at least marketable.
Trust me.
Progress.
Trust me. When he gets on that first line with Stamkos, and maybe a year or a year or two from now, everybody's going to look back at that and be like, "Wow!" Everybody that says that he's like a bust, wow! Like yeah. We were all wrong about Drouin.
I'll remind every Tampa fan that Rondé Barber's name used to be Toast.
Ooh,
it did. I remember that vividly.
Yep.
So yeah, it takes a while for that. Victor Hedman even had shades of greatness when he was
flashes.
Coming up.
Flashes. That's all the coaches all want at that age. They just want to see that you have it.
Yeah. Show
and
me
then
potential,
they'll get it out of
and you. I'll about to say, then I'll like reach it out of
I'll
you.
Reach it out and control it.
Unless you're Josh Freeman and you get into cocaine, and your flashes of greatness
well,
just
happen.
Become nothing.
That's one thing I really like Sadness. About hockey. It's like, well, actually, I can't say that because I just remembered Ryan Malone.
Yeah. But hockey players are all gentlemen. They're all good guys. I mean,
majority, yeah.
Yeah.
Like. Anything, there's douchebags. In any sport, in any sure. locker room, there's going to be the one douchebag that
Ovechkin.
But they're mostly. They're
I don't
mostly,
think he's a douche.
No,
man.
I think he's just a silly guy.
He was drunk during the All Star thing.
That was awesome.
It was hilarious.
I fucking loved Ovechkin.
Give me the car,
All-Star.
Man. Yeah. I want the car. But you know what he was going to do with it? He was going to give it to charity.
Yeah,
and he did. Honda ended up giving him a car to give to charity.
That's awesome.
Cool. Yeah. That was so cool. I
why he wanted the car so bad, and the guys were fucking with him about it. It was funny.
Was
yeah. He was like was he was the last pick
it was
that didn't get
a
car right?
Car. Forsberg, a rookie, the young rookie from Nashville, ended up getting it. And I said on Twitter, like, that's probably the best place for that car to go.
Yep.
A young rookie who was getting rides to practice before he got that car.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Wow.
Even Stamkos, when he was here, who was he living with?
He lived
number
in a,
10.
No, he lived in an apartment by himself.
But he was having dinner every night with somebody's
family.
Oh,
all the veterans. The veterans would take the veterans on the team took him under his wing.
What is
took
his name?
Out, took him under their wing.
Why can't I remember that guy's name?
Number 10.
Number 10
was number. Was
Vinny LeCavia.
There's probably someone screaming at their fucking radio right now. It fucking.
It was a guy who ended up like he's now a physical trainer for other hockey players.
It's gonna kill me now.
Bald guy.
You got me.
You got me, dude.
Got me.
I it's completely blanking on it.
Whatever.
Well, yeah.
Pierre Maguire.
No. Whatever. We'll figure
Ball
this
guy,
out.
Right?
Another thing about Coburn that I wanted to say real quick. He's got 70 playoff games under his belt and a Stanley Cup final.
Yeah.
That comes in handy when things get hairy in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
He brings experience.
70
Strawman, too.
Games.
Strawman's got a Stanley Cup final appearance.
And Boyle went to the playoffs.
Rangers last year.
Yep.
We've got guys that the young guys can turn to and go, hey, what do we do here?
This is exciting.
Yeah.
It's so exciting. I'm going to love the playoffs this year.
Playoffs are going
to
be good.
Yeah. They'll be a lot better than last year. I'm willing to guarantee
My
that.
Expectations, they vary week to week. Some weeks we look unstoppable, and some weeks we look so human it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I think getting past the second round is a pretty good – I think that's a logical place.
I think anything
past that is a bonus.
I think anything but that is a failure.
Yeah. I was about to say, if we do not win the first round this year, that's a letdown.
That's a bad thing.
Yeah.
That's a bad thing.
It is a letdown. I don't care if we take it to a game 7 and lose – I want to win that first round.
We need to get that monkey off our back.
Yeah. You say that, but then the second round comes around, I'm like, no.
Well, yeah. I mean, of course, but I mean, I'm just
if the season ended today, we would play Detroit.
Look at every Cowboys fan that's counting last year as a victory because they won one fucking playoff game. So yeah, I want to win a series, and
we need a series. Yeah. These guys need a series under their belt.
We need a series win. It like badly. We need to get that winning playoff taste back in our mouths.
The cup window just like is wide open, and it's not going to close for a while. As long as Yzerman and Cooper at the helm, I don't see it closing for a while. And as long as we can keep our core together, it's going to be open.
Yeah,
you know. So
Yzerman's done well to shore up the minor league system.
Yeah, he cares about Syracuse.
Which is like
even though the Syracuse fans will tell you he doesn't, but he does care about Syracuse.
So fuck you, Syracuse.
Yeah.
Like we have your stuff. Just be Lightning fans.
Seriously.
We have your stuff. Just be.
It's true. Oh, God.
Every time we call up somebody, they're like, oh, fucking Yzerman's screwing us again. It's like, well, that's what you're there for.
Yeah.
Like
you're the farm team.
You're the farm team. Like, when someone goes down, guess what?
Can you really be a diehard? I guess you could. A diehard of a minor league franchise.
I follow the Crunch, and I follow the Wilkes-Barre Penguins, too. Yeah. I just like following AHL teams. It's hockey that's not so marketed. It's just kind of pure hockey.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun to watch.
I had a guy talk to me about that. He's like, hey, do you watch youth hockey or some of the minors? And I was like, nah, not really.
I'm not as into it as some people. I like to watch our prospects.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, I like watching like
Anthony. I watch the All-Star games when the up-and-comers.
Anthony DeAngelo is tearing it up in the juniors right now.
Where does one watch those? Like, how do you keep an eye on that?
There's live streams on the internet.
Really?
Yeah, and sometimes they air them on NHL Network.
Hmm, that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't have NHL Network. I've
you have to kind of get lucky. But, yeah, I mean, I don't. It's not like I watch it every day, but I do try to keep track of the prospects in the system and stuff like that.
You watch it more than most, I'm sure.
Yeah,
more than a lot, certainly more than I do.
And it's perfectly okay to be a casual fan.
Yeah,
I'm just not.
Dude, I'm getting into it in a big bad way. Hockey's always been number three for me, sports wise, and you know
I'm having a good feeling that this is the first Tampa team that's gonna make. I think that's gonna get a few championships under their belt.
God, I hope so.
I think I really do. I think we're gonna have a nice team to finally hang our hat on for years to come. Besides, and be able to turn to when the other two are not doing so hot.
Yeah. Besides the Bucks and like the Rays where you're like, oh. Yeah.
It sucks. I want another team. We need two teams in this area to do well.
Of course. Of course. But I'm a hockey guy. So if the Lightning win three cups or whatever, you know, I'm not going to guarantee that. But if they did, I'd be happy as hell.
See, I think everybody wants the Bucks to have ownership like the Lightning does, and a little bit like the Rays do. That kind of gives a shit about the field. Yeah,
everybody wants Vinnick to buy the Rays. I think it's the funniest.
Vinnick should just buy them all. All teams. Yeah. I am Tampa's Lord and Savior.
He's doing great things for the city, but let's not jump the gun here.
Yeah, but still, that'd be awesome, though.
It would be awesome.
He's like, fuck it, we'll just spend all the money. Come on, baby, come on back.
I'm going to go bankrupt.
Come on, Joe Madden, come on back.
Come on,
man. You got a house here.
Come on, man, we got a beautiful new stadium.
Oh, man, that bringing him back, I don't know how I'd feel about that yesterday.
It wouldn't happen, so you wouldn't have to feel about it.
That'd be cool. Welcome back, Joe. Welcome back.
I didn't smash your bobblehead, I promise.
No, it's still in a bag above my counter so I can glue it back together whenever the fuck I want, okay? Get off my back. Nick, can you not find that name?
I can't.
You've been searching for it. For
it's, is that what you've been
Gary
doing?
Something.
I thought
it's
he was
Gary
just completely
something.
Ignoring us on his phone. Like, yeah, you guys fucking
Gary
call.
Shandling.
Number, I think he was number 11, actually. Not
Gary Glitter.
No.
Hey!
He's an old guy. He was, I think he played for Ottawa and
okay.
Florida.
All right, all right, Ottawa. All right. Here, let's settle this right now. What was Steven Stamkos' first year was what? His first year on that was 2011. No, it wasn't 11. I want to say 2008 or 7.
4?
2007, Tampa Bay 6? Lightning. When did Barry Melrose take control of the team?
Might have smoked too much weed or remember something like that. Yeah, 2007, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh,
Steven Stamkos was on that team, Kyle.
Shut up! Shut up! I'm so used to. I typed
I'm
Tampa
really
Bay.
Getting into hockey, but I still type in Buccaneers every time I fucking Google something.
I can't help it.
I know, Kyle. Well, we finished last that year. Decent year.
Uh-oh.
No stamp toast.
No, he wasn't up on his first year.
No, Barry Melrose made sure of that.
Yeah.
He's not ready.
Okay. So, your players were as follows. Martin St. Louis.
Gary Roberts.
There you go.
Fucking shit.
News, Gary.
There you go.
He's not
10.
Bald, but he's 10.
He was bald. He was bald by the end of it.
Yeah, that team had me pulling my hair out at certain points. So,
fucking look at that. Stamkos drives him so crazy that he pulls his hair out.
Yeah. He's in the background of that.
A bald guy,
Corey Sarch.
That's one thing about Stamkos that is he just came in the league and he fit right in. Like he just and you know and he didn't he just
yeah
bowed to the veterans and was like, teach me what you can teach me.
He's a once in a lifetime holy shit prospect. I mean that
not once in a lifetime.
Well, he's a holy shit prospect.
He's a holy shit prospect.
Yeah,
he got Crosby, Ovechkin, people
fuck
like
Crosby.
That.
You know,
we pick a click on that. What is that?
What is that? We're looking at a picture of
too much man.
We're looking at a picture of
penalty for too much man. FSA 2 minutes.
Look at him. He's just like, I'm too much man.
Coburn's going to get that
they
penalty.
They made me sit on the bench.
Pittsburgh penalty, 2 minutes, too much man.
Can't do that. Can't do that.
Gary Roberts. Now I can die happy now.
Okay.
Thank you, Kyle.
Let's kill Nick.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Wait, what were you saying just before that?
I don't know. I derailed it.
Something about, I don't know.
Something about what?
Canada.
Canada?
Yeah.
Oh, we were having a conversation during the break about Canada and how it's, I guess it's more natural to play hockey there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kyle can never really give the perception of himself being like, I could do that. I could do that.
Yeah, yeah. I look at baseball players and I look at football players. No, I could do that.
I can make that catch. I can make that throw.
I look at hockey players and I'm like, no fucking way.
It's hard, man.
And I got to imagine if you're born in Canada and you played hockey growing up, you're like, oh, I could do that. But then they look at...
Possibly.
Yeah.
No one looked at Wayne Gretzky and went, I could do that.
I don't know.
Probably not.
Wayne Gretzky looked at Wayne Gretzky and said, I can do that.
As a Floridian, do you
little known fact, he can see into the future. And so it's so good.
Do you, as a Floridian, say, I could probably surf.
No.
I can't do that.
No, what? I'd fall.
Like
I'd
surf.
Face plant every fucking time.
Surf.
No. I think if you're Canadian, you can like I could play ice hockey, and then you look at baseball and football, you're like, yeah, I can do that too. It's just so straightforward.
Yeah.
I just need to run a ball? Yeah. I got it. Done.
Where do I go? Go that way? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess you could say that. So.
And then they get on the field and they're like, these guys are huge.
So something that I want to bring to the forefront here, and I think Kyle and me have differing opinions on this, is Section 307. The Lightning fan group.
Oh.
6-0 fire.
Sticks of fire.
Oh.
Who's that roaming on the ice hockey? Blah, 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 blah,
see, my heart just like lost a few years because you started saying that.
Oh, wow. So I take it Kyle likes them.
I don't.
And you don't like them.
And it's not that I don't like the people in it. I don't like the concept because I feel like it's really unneeded.
All the Chicago boys making all the fucking noise because they can't beat the Tampa Lightning. Lightning!
Wow. You have a knife, Kyle?
I don't even know if that's when they sing that. I'm sure they don't sing Moan the Fucking in it, but that'd be awesome.
A fan group for Tampa, I think our fans are very satisfactory at Lightning games. They're loud. They get the Let's Go Lightning chant. Why do we need...
I believe!
You fucking asshole.
I believe that! Okay. Can we just skip to the part where...
Yeah, exactly. Like, I just feel like our fan base is fine. Like, why do we need some people up in the rafters chanting shit at the other team's opposing goalie?
I don't know.
I just don't see the need for it.
I feel like it's a Tampa... Honestly, I feel like it's a kind of a Tampa Bay thing. Like, the gong guy, the gong guy? The gong.
Oh, the gong guy.
For the Rays.
The gong guy.
It's not that I hate them, okay? I don't hate the people that are in it because they're good guys. But I don't...
It's bad when they're represented. I'll say this much. It's going to be very...
Everybody, like... Okay.
Like, the John Cooper comments on that. I'm like, Cooper, please.
Like you were saying with Hedman and Drouin. like Hedman and Drouin, they're still in their baby phases. It's still early in their career.
They're going to polish
their game up, okay? Just give them a few seasons to polish their game up.
They're going to put up a fucking, like, clubhouse in the rafters.
Hey, they laughed at that guy who painted his face and had that rhino horn for the Bucks for the first few years.
Listen.
Yeah,
okay.
Big Nasty.
Where the fuck is
they have a big fucking 12 in Seattle because they're of some dumb fan group that one day decided that they're going to call themselves the 12th man. And
you want to be Seattle?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
It's intimidating. Well,
I'll be Seattle.
No, nobody wants to be Seattle because everybody understands that Seattle's a bunch of bandwagon fans. But
I don't want to be Seattle.
Dude, I'll be Seattle. They want.
I want to have. I want to have an intimidating presence, like when the fucking Blackhawks are there in force and it's all red. I want to have some guys going "fuck you." We're in the
Lightning
section.
Here's the problem with that: all those people are season ticket members. A lot of them, and a lot of them live here. They pay taxes here. They
work
here. Oh, you mean
the Blackhawk fans?
Yeah, and they root for fucking Chicago.
Yeah,
we
can't change
that.
Yeah.
Let's get Andrew back and we'll have him throw
tapes a special kind of fucking asshole.
Yeah.
It takes a special kind of asshole. I was like, holy shit. Fucking asshole.
It's cool to have a rowdy fan base, but we can do that as a whole.
No, yeah, listen, I get the complaints about it. Like a lot of the songs that they do, they're unintelligible. You don't understand what the fuck they're saying.
No.
That I believe we will win. They do that one too many times a game.
It was a World Cup thing.
Yeah, from
it's dead.
From the first time I heard it,
let it die.
I was like, are we doing this? Are we really doing this? We're doing this.
Because
and then we proceeded to do it like 3-4 other times. I'm like,
let's put the sticks of fire. Let's put them in Flyer jerseys and let's put them at a game in Philly and see how long they sit there and put out those chants before they get turned around and people turn around and throw beer at
you
them.
You mean like as in Philly and Flyers jerseys?
Yeah, like yeah. To make
I feel like it's like a campy thing. Like we have a fan club. We have a fan club. Everybody's in the club. We're all fans.
I think you're right because the only place it can work is Tampa because we don't have that kind of tradition yet.
I don't want the tradition of throwing things at
people.
Yeah,
I don't want that tradition.
That's not what I'm saying.
No, but we don't have that tradition of not having a cheering section. We're still kind of young enough to where we can maybe establish something like that. I don't know. I like the idea of it. I like the idea behind
it. I think the execution isn't
section.
The best.
The execution is not there.
I just wish it wasn't so sing-songy.
Like, yeah,
I don't.
Well, if you want to be the section that gets the "Let's Go Lightning" chant started, and get and makes a lot of noise and gets the other fans around you into it, fine. But don't sing.
Okay, let me ask you this:
not soccer.
Remember when the Ravens were making their big playoff run and they all did the Seven Nation Army?
Okay.
When you're in the stadium and you hear that and the whole fucking stadium is doing that, that's an electric feeling.
Here's the
problem. Great feeling.
Everybody knows that verse.
Right.
When you start singing songs that no one else knows,
you're right.
You are by yourself.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, I 100% agree with that. But I think it would be cool if they refined what they are a little bit to where it's chance that everybody can get in on. Like everybody eventually learns like some simple chants or something like that, and like if the whole stadium does it, that's like impressive, and people look at that and they say, "Wow, shit, that's."
I think
cool.
the one
on YouTube, people put it on YouTube and Reddit, like check out what Tampa Bay is doing.
I think simplify it.
Yeah, I was just about to
simplify
say, the one word you guys used and that I keep hearing is just simple. Make it less complicated because
no one else knows those chants.
Yeah,
besides I believe, and no one wants to do that chant.
No, because that chant is hokey and dumb, and like, yeah. And I'm trying to remember any of the chants that they've done, and like, I don't know. There's a
Ben Bishop one.
Like a Ben Bishop one.
I can't remember it. See,
like
I can't remember any other chants.
Yeah, there's like,
but
score,
you know they bother you.
Score a
they
goal.
They bother the fuck out of me.
Shoot or score a goal. We need or something like that. I don't know. But
it's
yeah,
just
that's
campy, and it like it adds to the persona of Tampa not being a serious sports town.
I was just about to say, it'd be like Ottawa and be like if they were singing the "It's a Great Hockey Day."
I feel like
we all need to like break out in a song and dance in the aisles. Like
they need to refine. It needs to be refined. It needs to be simplified. I think they're in their. This is like the first year they're doing. I remember seeing it last year.
I don't remember.
Yeah. If they were really small.
I was there a few times. I didn't really remember.
Yeah, I was there a few times last
actually,
year.
Actually, no, I take it back. They were there last year.
I feel like I would have remembered like the shit that they do, like the singing.
They were there last year because I remember.
And let's not limit it to a section. We are the Sticks of Fire, the entire arena.
Yeah.
If you're going to limit it to 307, you're not going to get much done in a playoff atmosphere because it's already loud.
It's going to come from one, yeah.
Yeah. and if we're going to make the whole fans, the whole arena of one name, let's change the name from Sticks of Fire.
I would say my challenge to the Sticks of Fire for the playoffs would be come up with some simple chants that everybody can easily hear and catch on to. And like if you can get the whole stadium involved in them.
That's different.
Then there you go.
But if you're going to chant things that no one else knows.
See, that's the thing. If you get the Let's Go Lightning chant going, cool. If you can do a good chant, Tampa Bay chant, maybe Tampa, someone else says Bay, awesome. Cool.
Okay.
Yeah. But like, I don't want to hear like, do the goal thing and the bishop in the thing.
We aren't a soccer team.
Yeah. We
know the soccer team fans, everybody knows the chants. The whole stadium knows the fucking chants.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because
we don't know
part
the
of their heritage. Yeah.
And it's not going to go up on the scoreboard for everybody to read.
That'd be funny,
but it's that would be cool though. I mean, if we had that soccer atmosphere at a Bolts game,
that's fine.
That's a unique thing that we could say that we can.
If you
want to
start fires in the stands, and
there you go.
I mean, think about it. I mean, that'd be annoying. I'd be like, oh god, fucking flag.
Yeah,
in front of me, like, this is a boxing stadium for fuck's sake.
You scarfs like.
Like the soccer pitchers are just massive, like huge stadiums.
I respect that because everybody's in on it.
Yeah.
As the point I keep coming back to,
so I think they need to find a better way to get there. I hope they don't stop doing it after this year. Like, say what you will about them. Like, I understand all the criticism, but I think if they can refine what they do and get more people involved in it, then
this
I
isn't it. Their first year, so they need to show improvement.
Here's the problem. And another thing is like people that sit in other sections, like 308, 306, they look at them like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's the thing. Because they do it all game. And you're like, okay, shut up. Yeah.
Like we've had playoff years and the atmosphere was plenty electric.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
not to make a pun.
I mean, we never have any problem getting up for playoffs.
Nope. No, we don't. So, and even regular season games, when they score, it's loud.
It's very loud.
It's very loud, and it's a combination of the horn and the crowd noise.
So that Blackhawks game, I mentioned that briefly.
It was so sweet.
It was an awesome game, and the one thing that disheartened me about the game was just the amount of red shirts in the fucking arena. Like, I didn't realize that it would be. I knew it would be bad. I didn't think it would be that bad. That's kind of a win for.
There was a picture of like the outside of the arena.
Oh yeah,
and it was all Blackhawks jerseys.
Yeah,
and it's just like
because we got to our seats on time,
right?
I think the thing is this is like it was the perfect storm of it's if we were the Hurricanes, I would have accepted that, but I don't know.
Yeah, we're not a storm; we're a lightning bolt.
It was the perfect storm.
That's when the time ran out.
I remember there was a Blackhawks fan that tweeted, "So sorry, no goal." I'm like, "Ha!"
And then we got four more.
Oh, the other four. Do those count?
Yeah. Huh?
it was the perfect storm of, okay, you have a game in late February in Florida where your team plays a back-to-back in Miami and then in Tampa. So I'm sure a lot of snowbirds and people from Chicago circled that on the calendar and said, okay, let's make a trip down
there.
Do a two-day trip.
That's fine.
Because we're thawed out now.
And those people are fine. If you're coming from Chicago... Cool, whatever. I don't care. But if you're a Lightning fan every other game until Chicago gets here, and then you put on your Blackhawks jersey come in with the season tickets that you own, that's wrong.
That is wrong.
That's very wrong. That's not. If you're going to support this team, you do it every game. Not every game except one.
Jonathan, our co-host Jonathan, is not a Bucks fan. He's a Packers fan, but he doesn't sit here and pretend to be a Bucks fan and say, "I root for the Bucks," unless they're playing the Packers. He's like, "No, I'm a fucking Packers fan." Yeah. So like,
he knows about us because he lives down here. But
I get that. But like, if you're there every game and you're like, "I am a Lightning fan," except when the Blackhawks are here, go Blackhawks.
And I'm just move back to Chicago and be a Blackhawks fan all the time.
So it was the traveling fans coupled with.
People bought tickets off Lightning fans.
Exactly. All the Lightning fans were like, these are all going for $150 a pop.
I can make a lot of money on that.
Pause real quick. That Stamkos goal, that snipe, everybody knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. It was the fourth goal.
Look at that.
He put it in that little tiny spot above Crawford's shoulder. Or no, it wasn't Crawford. It was somebody else.
No, it was their backup.
Knocked their water. Knocked his water bottle off. Stamkos can do that.
That was beautiful. That was
like, that's
beautiful.
So
look at the look of Kucherov. He's like, you made that?
Look, let's break it down real quick.
Let's do it.
Well, you got to start it over again.
I will start it over.
Yeah. All right. Power play, 9 seconds to go. Stamkos is near the top of the circle, close to his office, but not where he usually is. He's got the puck. No one's coming out to him still. You give him that much time, he's going to bury that every time.
Yeah.
And
he just lined it up.
The goalie took a good angle on him. It's not.
It doesn't matter.
He's going to do anything again.
If you do not get in Stamkos' face, he's going to bury it. He can just do that.
I love when you knock
and
the
that's why,
bottle
and,
off.
And that's why he's Steven Stamkos, because he can do that.
Do you think that if that was Crawford, do you think it would have been a goal?
No.
Crawford would have known not to go
down. You'd have to be tall.
He would have known.
Yeah, if it was Bishop, might have had that save.
Might have, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say that much.
Yes. Fair enough. I feel like Crawford would have just at least known that Stamkos goes high.
He would have picked this defenseman.
I guarantee you that goalie for Chicago was looking at it and going, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. Because Stamkos was loading up and like no one's, and he's probably yelling at his defenseman to get in his face.
Look, just as much as we know as, you know, Stamkos, because we're Lightning fans, they do their homework.
Of course.
It's like, he's going to be like, oh crap, Stamkos, right circle. Shit.
Stamkos goes to his office and he's going to sit there on the power play and they're going to look to feed it to him.
Yep.
It's also 3-0 though at that point.
That's true.
So I'm sure they're like, late in the game. I'm not going to get in front of this puck. Not Stamkos. Fuck
it's
that.
Still sweet when he does shit
very,
like that.
Very much so.
And he does it so often, it's awesome.
Then we go the next game and take a shit.
And then we went and laid a giant egg in Sunrise.
Mm. In Jaromir Jagr.
Jagr.
We let Jagr score.
Not a
Jagr
bomb.
Jagr. We're watching highlights from the Panthers.
I hate that Kyle's making me watch this right now.
Mr. Sunbelt.
There was one guy on Twitter who said, I forget who else they added, but it was like Jagr, blah, blah. Wow, the Florida Panthers are the best team in 2008.
Why? Well, so what's? I mean, what are they doing here with Luongo and Yager? And
well, the Panthers. The Panthers have actually built a nice pipeline of young talent coming in.
Mm-hmm.
They've already got some of them playing already in the majors. But Yager and Luongo are kind of like what Coburn. He's just a backstop, really, until these guys are ready. And Yager's also to get butts in the seats, we'll be honest here.
Let's be honest. He's going to be like, Jaromir Jagr's on the Panthers?
The GM of the Panthers already said he wants Yager to be on the team for another 2 years.
That Tyler Johnson penalty shot that we just watched, I feel like that was a turning point in the game.
He should have deked. He just kind of went to like put it by him.
I don't think that was deemable of a penalty shot. I don't think he was by him.
He got tied up on a breakaway.
Yeah.
That's deemable of a penalty shot. He got tied up to the point where he couldn't get a shot off. And that's what a penalty shot constitutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If he
wasn't tied up, he would have had a chance to make a move, and he didn't.
I think that's like hindsight for me, because if I wish to be like, oh, we should have gotten a penalty off of that, because at that point in time we were on a penalty kill.
Yeah.
So
hindsight's 20/20 though. I mean, he should have deked, but I mean, I'm sure he thought that it's like, I just don't.
He
think
tried
he
to put
fancy.
It by him. Yeah. It happens. Penalty shots are a weird thing.
You're not playing Luongo. Just get out there and shoot the
ball. Strawman was so close to
He almost got
out.
There.
Yeah.
And then Hedman did this.
And it all fell apart. And then we almost came back.
This was a huge game, because this would have put us within two.
That went off
Bishop. Of Montreal.
Of Montreal. And
Montreal's got a 5-point lead right now.
Yeah.
I haven't checked the score, but I'm sure we're going to be.
I'm sorry.
It would put it
within three. I'm sorry.
So are they, as of right now, I mean, because I know Montreal's been playing a hell of a lot more
Montreal's
games than we have.
Montreal's up 5 points, but they just got killed by San Jose last night. So if we win tonight, we'll be back to three.
And those two games against them are huge.
Hmm. Yes.
Yes. Those could decide the division.
That could be that could be the Atlantic right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I want Boston in the first round.
It's Boston or Detroit, man.
I'd rather have Detroit.
Both are tough.
Rather have Detroit.
Come on, Florida, sneak in and
snip, please. sweep you.
It would be great.
Move on.
It'd be great to see Florida make the playoffs, and it would be great to see Boston not make the playoffs.
Yeah, I would love that. Okay, guys.
Yeah,
are you about ready to head on out?
Hit that old dusty trail.
Rays are getting ready to start spring training. Just to throw that in there.
I'm more excited than I thought I was.
Yeah, they start Thursday.
Yep.
Or I'm more optimistic than I thought I was about.
I like
this
Kevin
team.
Cash a lot. I do what he's doing, and I like that we're not bringing, like you guys talked about last week, no snakes in the clubhouse, no fucking penguins.
No penguins in the dugout.
I went along with it while Madden was doing it, like, yeah, he's a good manager, whatever. Bring your animals in.
Yeah, but when he was doing 90 wins a season.
In the back of my head, I was like, are we a fucking little league team? Like, what's going on?
How
right
far
now?
Is that going to fly in Chicago? That's my question.
I don't know if he's going to do that in Chicago.
I don't. I think he did it because it's Tampa Bay Rays. Sure. I mean. I'll make this a thing.
Belong in the circus.
And he's going to go to Chicago and be like, oh, God, they have rules up here.
No. He's gonna be having, let's do the clown Southwestern dress-up trip.
Please.
Everybody's wearing clown nose, and he comes out with like clown noses
we,
and big shoes.
Can we try
like,
to be a little bit professional?
Yeah.
Please?
Listen.
This is fucking Wrigley.
This is fucking Chicago, okay?
Yeah. Please stop.
Go back. Please go and act like an adult.
And it did give
us... squeaky shoes.
It did give us an image. It was like the Rays were like, loose. The clubhouse is loose, but you don't need to dress up as clowns to say that the clubhouse is loose.
Yeah,
yeah, I'll give you that.
I don't know. I don't know. I still have a kind of a bad feeling about how we'll do this year, but I like the additions of Estrubel Cabrera and Steven Souza and
I think
I got a good feeling. I don't know.
I'm going to predict third place.
That's fair.
I think that's fair.
I'm not going to give predictions.
I agree with that. Yeah, it's a little too early. It's
early, but a completely blind prediction would be third place.
You see, Madison Bumgarner got lit up today, and it was all over ESPN. They're like, hey, what's going on with Madison Bumgarner?
If anybody cared about spring training stats, a lot of the guys would be off teams.
Exactly. Like fucking Philadelphia lost to University of Tampa.
Guess what? Longoria could go 0-35 in spring training, and they'd still be like, yeah, you're going to play third base opening day.
My friend who works in dugout security for the Phillies called that. He's like, yeah, they're going to get beat by UT.
And they did get beat by UT. It was so sweet.
It was beautiful.
I love it. Seeing Philadelphia be that bad, it's just
great.
Like...
They're shitty. Ownership for the Flyers too is just hilarious. Their ownership's terrible.
It is.
And now they have Kiko Alonso.
Enjoy that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
while Shady McCoy lights up the AFC East.
Well, he's a running back. We'll see how long he has left. Might not be too long.
Dude, Rex Ryan's building a bit of a team up there.
Rex Ryan could get a fucking quarterback, he'd be a great coach. He didn't have a quarterback really in New York. He had Sanchez for a little while.
You know what the perfect quarterback would be for him is Jameis Winston.
Huh?
Jameis Winston would be the perfect quarterback.
What do you mean?
For Rex Ryan?
No, it's going to be E.J. Manuel part two.
Oh, that's God. Please stop.
That's what I'm saying.
E.J. Manuel.
Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me Jameis Winston wouldn't be the perfect Rex Ryan quarterback.
I mean, what are you trying to say? Like, what makes you make that connection?
Because they're both, pieces of shit.
I was wondering where you're going with that.
Oh, boy.
All right. I want to build a bully up there, man. What better way to... Okay, I'm sorry.
No.
I apologize.
You're pretty spot on with that.
I personally apologize to every Florida State fan who I might have offended with my fucking sports take. If you're so fucking offended by a sports take...
My opinions.
Death threat somebody or call somebody...
Matt Baker. That's something I wanted to touch on.
What?
Matt Baker. He wrote an article about his experience covering the Winston trial. And how his wife was like afraid for that guy, for his own, her husband's life.
Yeah.
Calm the fuck down, Sporns fans.
It's just sports.
It's just a game.
Seriously, if you threatened Matt Baker's life, please consider getting mental help.
I felt all manner of emotions in regards to sports.
Never threatened someone's life.
It's always been like
family or anything.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's like, ah, well, shit. It's just sports.
Yeah. It's a game.
Exactly.
Brzgalov. Well, you have to be mad.
It's just a game.
It's only game.
That's right. Dude, we never talked about that when Brzgalov came in against us.
I love that guy.
It was like everybody was like, Brzgalov!
Hold on. Before we go, you guys keep talking.
Okay.
I'm going to find his Twitter, and I'm just going to read you a few Brzgalov tweets.
You leave Brzgalov. Why you have to be so mad?
He stopped tweeting, but he just leaves it up.
He got
That's a great way to end the podcast.
Yeah, he got placed on waivers.
Really? Recently?
Yeah.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah.
I hope he finds it. He should.
Yeah, he's not young. He's not
what he used to be.
NBC Sports should just hire him to replace Pierre Maguire.
Ooh.
He'd be like, what were you thinking on ice just now?
5-9-13. Ho, ho, ho. I'm Luke. I always have Tubal. That was one of his tweets.
I'm Luke.
I always have Tubal. I think he was drunk. I hope he was drunk. Let's see. What else do we have?
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, speaking of Luple. Did you see the thing on the NBC tracker on the bottom that like where they read people's tweets that were tweeting at them?
Yes! I was so waiting for that to happen. One tweet was gonna slip through. You just had to know.
Someone at the head of hockey office was like, "That's funny. I'm putting it out there."
6-21-12 for the people who have problems with humor, it's joke.
For those that don't know, tweet. Nick, what was the tweet?
It was I think. Was it Boston? I think Boston should keep Lupul just for the simple fact that he slept with, what's his name? What was the other guy's name?
FNUF.
Oh, no, it was for Phenomenon. You're right, it was for Toronto. Yeah, just because he slept with FNUF's wife.
Yeah.
You know, do I know that's true? No, but it's fucking funny.
His goodbye tweet to the Flyers. I want to say thank you to all the Flyers fans for being with us in good and not so good times this season.
We'll miss you guys.
With a parenthesis at the end for no apparent reason.
Yeah, it's good. We'll miss you guys. End parenthesis. Beautiful.
We need to bring him in.
We do.
He could be our goalie.
Why Canadians so aggressive on Twitter?
Speaking of bring him in, next week.
Galoff speaking the truth.
Speaking of God's honest truth. Next week will be a football-heavy podcast. I assure you, football and baseball. Yeah. Because next week
I'll be gone.
Anthony will be gone, and Kyle Marks will be coming. We bumped Kyle for Anthony because Anthony was
trading me.
He's only going to be in town this week, so I was like,
he's going to inform me at like 3 a.m. that I was traded.
So next week at Draft Authority, we'll be joining us on the podcast to speak about the draft. Make sure you listen to that.
That's going
to
be fun.
Go to sharkdropper.com to download any of the podcasts that you've heard on the commercials. Peter Waugh, fucking Top 5 is out, man. Go listen to Top 5. You can listen to it right now.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm sure as Peter has done. If you guys...
Leave a review.
Please, yes. Go rate us. Go leave a review. iTunes, Libsyn, whatever
iTunes.
Platform.
Rate and review on iTunes.
Just go out there, throw us a 5-star. If you want to see something fixed, if you feel like something needs to be addressed that hasn't been addressed... Write a review. We look at them. We appreciate them.
And
it helps
us
fix things.
I just want to say thanks for having me back. It was great.
Yeah.
I always love talking sports with you guys.
It's great to have you. You're welcome anytime.
Yeah, it's nice to meet a fellow lightning bolt. I love that. I love it.
During the summer, you'll have to come out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be here all summer.
Yeah. You can follow me at Kyle, WOTB, Nick at Inkman, WOTB, and Anthony at Strike Twice.
TB.
TB. No W-O. No. So, for Word of the Day, my name is Kyle.
I am Nick.
And I'm Anthony.
See you guys. We are not fucking signing not Gerald McCoy, but Ndamukong Suh.
Yeah, we are not.
We're not signing Ndamukong Suh.
I want to make one thing abundantly clear.
Gerald McCoy.
We are not doing that.